And now let's turn to that Supreme Court case over DACA. In court tomorrow, the Trump administration will argue that it has the right to end the DACA program, and lawyers for DACA recipients will make the counter-argument. My colleagues Carol Hills and the World's immigration reporter Tanya Karas talk through what the case is all about.
So, Tanya, first things first, just remind us succinctly what DACA is.
So DACA is a program that has been around since 2012. It stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It is a legal program that exists for undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children, and more than 800,000 of them have benefited from the program. It gives them work permits, and it also allows them the ability to get driver's licenses and health insurance.
And does it provide them a way to apply for green cards or permanent citizenship?
No, it does not. It is not a pathway to permanent residency or citizenship. It is merely just allowing them to be here without the threat of deportation for 2 years at a time. But the program itself was always meant to be an interim measure.
So this case has been in legal limbo for a while now. Remind us how we got here.
In 2017, the Trump administration began rolling back the program. It ordered the Department of Homeland Security to stop taking new applications, which it did stop doing. And it also ordered that current DACA statuses not be renewed. And that was challenged immediately by the lower courts. And a judge ordered the Trump administration to restart the renewals. And some of those challenges are what we are going to be hearing tomorrow at the Supreme Court.
What decision does the court have to make?
They'll be looking at two legal questions. The first question is whether the courts even have jurisdiction to review DACA in the first place. And the Trump administration is arguing that reviewing this case is outside the jurisdiction of the court.
Okay, so the first thing the court needs to rule on is whether the court, the Supreme Court, or any court has the legal standing to rule on DACA. What's the second thing the Supreme Court needs to decide?
The second thing is whether the Trump administration's termination of DACA is lawful or not. They probably won't actually get to the question of whether DACA itself is legal or not. That's not the question before the Supreme Court. They're only going to be looking at whether the termination is lawful or unlawful.
And what are the possible answers the court could give?
If the justices ruled that the termination is unlawful, that is a big win for DACA recipients because it basically turns back the clock to the day before the Trump administration announced it was ending the program. And if the justices ruled that the termination was lawful, then it's up to the Trump administration to decide how it'll continue winding down the program.
So for anyone who's currently a DACA recipient, what does the Supreme Court's decision, which we won't hear probably until June, what will that mean for them?
It's really, really unclear. The fate of the program, it really just depends on which way the justices rule and what legal reasoning they use. And like you said, we're probably not going to find that out until June of 2020. And so in the meantime, what happens with things like pending applications and work permits for DACA recipients, all of that is kind of in limbo until we finally hear from the court. And so that's why they have been kind of holding their breath for the last 2 years. They will be holding their breath for another several months longer until the court tells us what the fate of the program will be.
Those were my colleagues, immigration reporter Tanya Karas and Carol Hills, explaining the U.S. Supreme Court case on DACA. The court will hear oral arguments tomorrow. At the court, to watch the session unfold, will be Norma Ramirez. She's one of the plaintiffs, and we'll speak with her tomorrow here on The World.